We are moving along now to our next feature, and of course, in the middle of, you know, ongoing problems with desalination plants, we've been speaking about it over the past few months. The city is looking now to build another plant to become water resilient by the year 2026. And of course, this is in line with the 10-year water strategy plan that did come about during the day zero sort of saga. But online, we are joined by Alderman Xanthia Lundberg to tell us a bit more, MACO member for Informal Settlements, Water and Waste Services, as well as Energy for the City of Cape Town. Alderman, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, and thank you for inviting me.
Only a pleasure. Now, of course, another desalination plant. Before we get into that, at present, let's take a look at the desalination plants that we have in effect at the moment. How are they doing?
But during the height of the drought, the city commissioned three temporary desalination plants, one at Strandfontein, Moonwa BC and the V&A Waterfront.
Mm-hmm.
And these were operational from about May last year. The two larger plants, Strandfontein and Moonwa BC, they collectively produce 14 million litres of water per day, and they are operating as per their design capacity, and we don't have any issues there.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, there has been contractual disputes at the V&A Waterfront
mm-hmm.
plant, which is a smaller plant designed to produce a capacity of about 2 million litres of water per day. And so a number of disputes have been in process, and the contract has been declared non-operational or has been ceased, and the matter is now still is subject to further litigation, which obviously the city will ensure to put its argument forward.
All right. Now, in terms of what we hear at present moment, in terms of the city contemplating another desalination plant, how did this conversation come about as well?
During the height of the drought, the city interacted with a number of experts and international organizations to deal and manage with the crisis at that very point in time. But we also used the drought as an opportunity to ensure that we make the right decisions going forward. One of the key things that we learned from the drought was about the need to diversify water supply sources. South Africa at large is still very dependent on surface water in the form of rainfall. And given that this is becoming very unpredictable and far more scarce than we have previously experienced, we realize it is important to ensure that we diversify water supply sources so we minimize the risk of exposure to water scarcity in the event of future droughts. And given that climate change and global warming is such a real reality, and we see the impact even in our own province, we can potentially expect future droughts, and therefore we need to safeguard against that.
Yes.
And this is exactly what the city's water strategy was about. It was looking at building a far more sustainable, water-resilient, and water-secure city, which will ultimately look at building additional supply from wastewater for drinking purposes, drilling into underground water in the form of our aquifers, and then also looking at desalination, given that we are a coastal city. And the temporary plants was both an emergency intervention, but it was also an opportunity for us to learn more about this technology. And we are taking much of the learnings from the three temporary desalination plants as we plan for the long-term, more permanent plant, which can then be upscaled in future so that we can at least tap into alternative sources of water in the event of us receiving below average rainfall levels.
Mm.
I must state that, you know, even though this year we've received good rain, when we look at the actual rainfall patterns, 2019 rainfall is still below the long-term average.
Mm.
And that still does pose a risk to us. And therefore, we need to ensure that we are proactive so that we do not experience what we've experienced over the last 2 years with a severe drought.
Now, in terms of the feasibility of commissioning a fourth desalination plant, you know, where are we at the moment?
So at the moment, preliminary investigations into seawater quality are underway, and as well as investigations into bulk infrastructure, as well as potential land options. There are obviously environmental and heritage issues that we are already now considering, which would obviously be associated with any desalination project. And as part of the investigations that have been undertaken, we've identified six potential target sites where we could base the plant. And at this stage, it is envisaged that about three sites of those initial six sites that we identified will then be further investigated as part of the formal feasibility studies. So we're taking a lot of effort to ensure that we make the make informed decisions, that the infrastructure and the location of the plant will be optimal to meet our future water needs.
Are you able to share those sites with us this morning?
At this stage in time, those sites, as I said, the three are still being further investigated to understand which one is most viable. Once that is concluded, we will definitely share that information.
Do we have an understanding in terms of the estimated costs that are involved?
So this is also what the feasibility will look into. Mm-hmm. It will look into what is required from a capital and operational perspective. And this is why our preliminary investigation did look at bulk connector infrastructure, because wherever we locate it, it will determine the capital that is required in the investment of infrastructure. So we don't, at this stage, have any specific costs associated with that permanent plant. But when we have concluded our investigations, we'll have a clearer sense of the numbers, which we will also definitely publicize.
In terms of the contractors that will be used for this fourth desalination plant, will it be the same contractor that was used previously, or is that still up in the air?
So no, every contract has to be advertised and openly and competitively. Mm-hmm. So we won't be able to make a determination of who would be the successful bidder. Mm-hmm. As part of the preliminary investigation work that's been done into things such as seawater quality, location and infrastructure, we're also looking at different financing and procurement options. And that will also determine the route we go in the procurement of a permanent desalination plant. So at this stage, we are still doing all of that preliminary work, which will then inform a formal tender process.
All right. Well, Alderman Zanthi Limburg, thank you so much for joining us. We do appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure. And that was the MACO member for Informal Settlements, Water, Waste Services and Energy for the City of Cape Town, Zanthi Limburg, speaking to us this morning.